This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما رب زدني علما رب زدني علما اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. Welcome everyone to another class on Surah Al-Baqarah, and we're on ayah number 144 of the second juz. Allah said, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah said that perhaps, or of a surety, the word qad sometimes translated as perhaps, sometimes definitely. So definitely we see, who sees? Allah sees. We see that you, O Muhammad, keep turning your head to the skies. When the Prophet ﷺ had been moved after the hijrah, of course, to Medina, he's moved, all the sahaba are moved. The Prophet ﷺ longed to pray towards the Kaaba. Essentially, he was told to pray towards Bayt al-Maqdis. Now, the Prophet ﷺ is longing for the Kaaba. So what he would do sometimes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would start looking up in the heavens, hoping that Allah will think of what he's internally hoping for. His internal hope is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to turn him towards the Kaaba, that he's going to be able to face towards Mecca. He's going to be able to face towards the same house or the same place of worship that Ibrahim alayhi salam had erected along with Ismail. So Allah says, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. We are watching you as you keep looking up at the sky. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. And we're going to turn your face over towards a qibla that you're happy with, a prayer direction that you're happy with, that you're pleased with. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. So do what? Turn your face towards al-Masjid al-Haram. Now this is the first time Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to turn his face towards al-Masjid al-Haram. There's going to be a number of times he'll say this is the first of them. Okay? He's directly telling him this is basically the abrogation. And some scholars say, and it's also reported from Ibn Abbas, that this was the very first time a ruling had been abrogated. The first abrogation. Before, the Prophet is praying towards Bayt al-Maqdis, and now this is the first abrogation. And that's why in this particular rule, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mention it once. He doesn't mention it twice. He mentions it three times to reiterate the importance of this rule, that it's not like there was a mistake over here. There's a rule that I'm giving you, and this is an abrogation. The previous rule has been abrogated. And so accept this rule. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. This is the first imperative. وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ. And whichever place you happen to be in, then turn your faces towards the qibla, or the direction of the Kaaba, of the qibla. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And those people who have been given the book, they know that this is true. So the Mufassireen, they mention that technically, even the Jews and the Christians, they know that this was supposed to be the direction of the Qibla. They were the ones who had changed. And so when that change happened, as the religion was given to the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet followed what was known among the people of the book. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed him back to the original direction of the Qibla, and that is the Kaaba, Baytullah al-Haram. But notice Allah says, Shatr al-Masjid al-Haram. He doesn't say Shatr al-Kaaba. Direction of al-Masjid al-Haram as a whole, right? And that's because when you are in Mecca, you're supposed to face directly towards the Kaaba. And as you can no longer see the Kaaba anymore, now you face towards the Masjid. And as you can no longer see the Masjid anymore, the actual bricks and bones of the Masjid, now you face towards the general direction of the Masjid, okay? And that's why the word shatr, direction, you do face towards the direction. Some people, again, as I mentioned last week, some people have this idea that anywhere between the east and west, no, that's not how it works. That hadith, A, it's weak. B, it's an athar of a sahabi. C, it's referring to between the east and west, like is in the center point between the east and west, not the entire 180 degrees. Okay? طيب فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيث ما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطره. And whichever, wherever you may be, then turn your faces towards the direction of al-Masjid al-Haram. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, and those people who've been given the book, لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, they know for sure that this qibla that we're facing you towards is truth from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ, and Allah is not heedless of what they're doing in terms of hiding the real direction of Ibrahim alayhi salam's qibla. طيب. Some people came to the Prophet ﷺ. They said, okay, so you say the actual qibla is the qibla of Ibrahim, or the direction of the house that was erected by Ibrahim alayhi salam. Tayyib, will follow you. This is the people of the book. Jews and Christians both came. And they said, but we need one thing. We need you to bring us a sign from God. So Allah says, وَلَئِنْ أَتَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبِعُوا قِبْلَتَكَ. If you were to bring the people of the book every single sign, they're not going to follow your qibla. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَتَهُمْ, and nor will you follow their qibla. Because you're not going to give up the religion that I'm giving you and the direction that I'm telling you. وَمَا بَعْضُهُمْ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَةَ بَعْضٍ, and some of them are not going to follow the direction of each other as well. Because although Bayt al-Maqdis, although Jerusalem is the direction, was the direction towards which Jews and Christians both prayed, but they prayed slightly in different ways, okay, toward in terms of the direction as well. So they had a different way in terms of exactly where towards Jerusalem they would pray as well. So that's why Allah says, وَمَا بَعْضُهُمْ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَةَ بَعْضٍ. Some of them are not going to be following each other's qibla as well. The Jews are not going to appropriate and accept the qibla of the Christians, and nor will the Christians accept the qibla of the Jews. So none of you are going to end up following anyone's qibla. So don't even listen to their idea about bringing an ayah, bringing a sign. وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّكَ إِذًا لَّمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. After the ilm has come to you, if you end up following their desires in them asking you to carry on with Bayt al-Maqdis, because one of the things the Jews were saying is that if Muhammad continued to follow our qibla, then we would have considered obeying him. We would have considered him a prophet. But now he wants to also change the qibla. He's come over here, he's causing a fitna, and another fitna he's causing is people were all praying in one direction. He wants them to pray in different directions as well. So Allah told the Prophet ﷺ, if you follow their desires in terms of the qibla, and that's why I say it's an important topic, the topic of the qibla, because Allah is making it a matter of desires, right? Some people are like, no, it's not a big deal, and even masajid. Well, it's logistically speaking, for us to correct the direction of our qibla is going to be a big problem. No, qibla is a serious matter. Allah is calling it a matter of your desires, right? Now, I understand sometimes within the concept of qibla, you can have ijtihad as well. You can have disagreement. Some people will say you pray in one direction and other people will say another direction. I really mean this. For example, in the early Muslims, when they came to North America, they all used to pray southeast. This was the idea all across North America, all the way. The earliest graves that we have of Muslims in the 1930s and even before that, they're all facing the old direction of the qibla, so to speak, right? This is before we had, you know, Google Earth and technology to be able to figure this out really quickly. So people were all praying southeast. Many of the maharib of the older masjids, they're still, I mean, you could see them towards the southeast. It's only in the 1970s that someone wrote a book, and that book, the idea was that the shorter direction to Mecca is northeast for both Canada and also the United States. It was around this time where this debate started, and there was lots of fatwa given from scholars across the world and lots of books written, and even some people, they started to say your prayer is invalid, right? So people started to invalidate each other's prayers. There's so many fatwa about the invalidation of prayer, one of the ones that comes to mind is Atiya Saqar, a famous prominent mufti from Egypt. He gave his fatwa and he said, you know, anyone who prays northeast, prayer is invalid. Okay? So, my point here is what? All of those discussions that they were having about your prayer is invalid and my prayer is right and I've got the right direction and they've got the right direction, all of that is not important because this is ijtihad. Some people, they decided that because generally North America is north of Mecca, right? From the North Pole perspective, then southeast makes more sense from a completely textbook definition of which direction the Qibla is supposed to be. Some other people, they decided, well, now we can geographically estimate directions in different ways, so we'd know that if we go northeast, it's a shorter direction. Okay? So then, this group, they decided and they went with this new Qibla. Are we going to say the people that were praying southeast, they were also reaching, by the way, the Qibla as well. They were also reaching the Kaaba, but a longer journey, meaning the distance between them and the Kaaba would be longer. So are we going to say all of their prayers are unacceptable? No. This is not what's intended here. That's not what ahwa means over here. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لِكُلِّن وُجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا. Everyone's going to have a direction they're going to face. You're going to have disagreement about where you're going, which way to pray. Sometimes that can happen. Right? That's not what's being said over here. But there's sometimes people who are just negligent. They're like, I'm not even going to bother. I know I'm wrong and it doesn't matter. That's unacceptable. وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ If you follow their desires, مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّكَ إِذَا لَّمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ If you follow their desires after this ilm has come to you, you are from the people of ظُلْم. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ The people who we've given the book to, يَعْرِفُونَهُ They know him. Him or it. Both are possibilities. Him meaning they know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They know the Prophet ﷺ. It's reported, although there's a weakness in the chain as well, but it's reported that Umar al-Khattab, he came to Abdullah ibn Salam and he said to him that الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ Those people who we've given the book to, the people of the book, i.e. the Gospels, the Psalms, the Tawrat, those people who we've given the book to, they know him just like they know their children. So he asked him, do you really know him like you know your children? So again, it's a report. He said that, yes, when I saw the Prophet ﷺ between you, and he was from the Jewish scholars who accepted Islam, when I saw the Prophet ﷺ between you, I could tell him apart from all the rest of you, through the descriptions that we have in our books. And this is true. There are descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Old and the New Testament. So he said, I could tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam apart. And he said, I knew him more certainly than my own child as well. He said, as for the children, it's possible that it was from someone else. But as for the Prophet, his description is completely the same as we have in the books. So Allah is saying those people to whom we've granted the book, they know the Prophet ﷺ just as they know their children. وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ And a group of them, they hide this truth and they know. And by the way, you know, in recent times, we have had people like Ahmed Didat, who have come out and they've expressed the existence of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Bible. But this is not a new phenomenon to our tradition. We know this for centuries. We know this as early as the second and the first and even before that. Why? Because these books were there and people studied them. The scholars of Islam, they studied them. There's one book by Ad-Dinawari, he studied this in the third century and he talked about all of the descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu in the Bible, in the Tawrat and also the Psalms of David as well. So we have enough information in these books to tell us that that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been foretold within these books. And inshallah, one of the days I was thinking actually of doing a lecture about the existence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all of these works, inshallah, the Bible in general. Jameel. طيب. الحق من ربك. The truth from your Lord. This is the truth from your Lord. Okay? Now this can be translated, by the way, in two different ways. So, number one is, he or it is the truth from your Lord, i.e. the Qibla is truth from your Lord, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is truth from your Lord, or the truth is from your Lord. You understand? The truth is from your Lord, or he or it is truth from your Lord. So how do we understand each one of these? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is honestly really a prophet from Allah azza wa jal, which is true. The Qibla that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given by Allah azza wa jal is also truth from your Lord. And every type of truth comes only from Allah azza wa jal, because Allah azza wa jal is al-haq. He is the source of truth. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ So don't become doubtful about any of these things. Don't become doubtful about the Prophet ﷺ. He's truly from Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't become doubtful about the Qibla that Allah has given you. This was in fact the Qibla of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He established this house. Don't become doubtful about anything that Allah says, because the truth only comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. People, the thing is that this idea of believing in a portion of the book and disbelieving in another portion. I want you to ask yourself, do you really believe in every single thing in the Quran? I can't begin to tell you how many times I've met Muslims who will say, yeah, I'm a Muslim, but you know, this one right here doesn't settle well with me. Say, I don't understand this, okay. But this doesn't settle well with you? If that's the case, then you've got to make your shahada all over again. If you have doubts that this word is from Allah Azza wa Jal and you want to double guess Allah Azza wa Jal, you've got to do your testimony of faith again. This is the modern way that people have become jahil all over again. There was a different type of jahiliyyah that people had in the past. Now they have another type of jahiliyyah. The other type of jahiliyyah is like, okay, I generally believe in Allah and all this stuff, right? But then this one right here, I've got to double guess it. You have to certainly believe that anything that Allah is going to give you is going to be truth. The truth is from your Lord. The Prophet ﷺ said, by Allah, no one's going to become a true believer until his desires also become, they also become subservient to what I've been given. So you have to train yourself. There is a spiritual training in this. You have to train yourself to first say that I know this is from Allah, I completely accept it. But then after that, I need an explanation. That's acceptable. You need an explanation, alhamdulillah. But this is not settling well with me. That's a different story, because this is the word of Allah. And if you believe in what Allah is saying, and if you believe that this is really from Allah Azza wa Jal, then you wouldn't have the audacity to say such a thing. Allah is saying, الحق من ربك. Truth only comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. And everything that comes from Allah has got to be truth. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ Don't ever become doubtful about what Allah has to say. Don't double guess Allah. Double guess your understanding. Maybe the mufassir was wrong. Maybe you haven't completely understood the picture. Perhaps you're unable to see the hikmah, the wisdom in what Allah has to say. But to say, I'm not really sure about this one here, that's a problem. Allah continues and He says, وَلِكُلِّنْ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا And everyone will have a direction towards which they face. And that's why I said that whole khilaf that happened in North America, the whole disagreement about Southeast versus Northeast, people went really far. There was so much division that occurred in the 80s and even the early 90s because of this, until people generally, they started to face 90% of the masajid today in North America, they face towards Northeast. There are still a few masjids who are sticking to the sunnah, right? And they say that we're praying towards southeast. So alhamdulillah, it's ijtihad, it's acceptable. But to say everybody else's prayer is batil, because there's still that going on as well. There's still that going on. There's fatawa out till now, and people are still rehashing all this information who are like, well, everybody else who's praying, northeast, they are praying a batil prayer. which is 90% of the Muslims across North America. We say, no, everybody's going to have a decision they make. Stop making people's lives hard. Both parties agree. Southeast also leads there, and Northeast also leads there. But the difference of opinion is about which one gets there first. Okay? Actually, there's no difference of opinion about that. Everybody also agrees that Northeast gets there faster. But the idea is that the Southeasterns, they will be like, that methodology is inaccurate. You can't use compasses and modern geography. You have to use the tools that the books of fiqh had said. This is what they say. They say, books of fiqh haven't given us the ability to use compasses, so we're not going to use it. But I say, you know, these tools are supposed to help us, but the point of the matter at the end of the day is, if somebody wants to pray this way, or they want to pray that way, Allah says, وَلِكُلِّنْ وُجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا. Everyone's going to have a direction they're going to face. What's more important is فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Race to do good. It's about how much you pray. Not about your little disagreement about which way I've got to do it. It's about how much you do it. Allah told us in another verse as well, that لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It's not that Allah wants you to face the right and the left. He wants you to do the good. That's what's important. Okay, we've generally figured out this is the direction of the Qibla. This is what people have agreed about. Everybody agrees this is leading us to Kaaba. Khalas. Now let's pray. Let's cut out the disagreements. Let's cut out the disputes. And let's focus on the prayer. وَلِكُلِّنْ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. Whichever way you happen to be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you and recollect you all together wherever you are. You're in the east, the west, the north pole, the south pole. Allah is going to recollect all of you together all over again. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah is capable of all things. Now the second time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says the same rule that He's already said. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Wherever you end up going towards, make sure at the end of the day you're facing towards al-Masjid al-Haram. The second time He's saying this now, right? This is the second commandment imperative from Allah Azza wa Jal to face al-Masjid al-Haram. And the reason, again, I mentioned already, is because this is the first time a rule is being abrogated. It's very difficult to think of the idea that, oh, we're praying in this direction and suddenly we're going to be praying in another direction. Some of the Sahaba, they thought, what about all of our prayers that we are praying towards Bayt al-Maqdis? Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah is not going to waste away your faith, i.e. your prayers. So that's not a problem. But to make sure and reiterate and to emphasize so that nobody double guesses this law, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to us a second time as well. And there's no other hikmah that the scholars really have mentioned except for this one. Okay? وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكِ. And that is truth from Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Masjid al-Haram, that is the truth from Allah. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not heedless of what all of you are doing. Now, I should stop here and say something else. And that is that in terms of facing Al-Masjid al-Haram, there are two groups of scholars. One group, they say that you have to face Aynul Kaaba. You have to face the exact spot of the Kaaba. Okay? Meaning, you have to work hard to figure out as best possible which direction is perfectly aligned with the Kaaba. Okay? Another group says, no, generally the jihatul Kaaba, the general direction of the Kaaba is acceptable. You don't have to literally get linear line between yourself and the Kaaba. That's impossible, okay? Now the group that says you have to face exactly the line of the Kaaba, they say the further you get, we understand it becomes more and more difficult. So basically, you have to try to face the exact direction of the Kaaba. Ibn Taymiyyah, he came and he recollected these two opinions. And he said that at the end of the day, the people who are saying you have to get the exact direction of the Kaaba, they admit also that when you get further and further, this becomes very, very difficult. Okay? So at the end of it all, there really is no disagreement. And the idea is that you have to try your best. Try your best. take all the means that you can possibly take. You have all these apps that will give you the general direction. Yes, they're going to be a bit shaky as well, depending on how magnetic that area is, right? So it's going to be a bit shaky, but generally, if you are able to get as best possible, inshallah, your prayer will be acceptable. Let's say you pray towards a direction and then later on your phone starts to go towards another direction. Are you going to have to repeat that prayer? No. You made your ijtihad at that time, you tried. Khalas. Now next prayer, you try again and that's about it. Okay? Jameel. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. And again, wherever you happen to be, make sure you're facing the شطر المسجد الحرام, the direction of المسجد الحرام. وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ and wherever you happen to be, فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ and wherever you happen to be, then face the direction. Ibn Kathir, he said the first rule that Allah said, the first one, the first time Allah said face towards al-Masjid al-Haram, he said this is referring to when you're in the vicinity of the Kaaba. As for the second one, it's when you've gotten away from the vicinity of the Kaaba, but you're still around Mecca. And the third one is when you've completely left and you're further away, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last one, He says, وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرًا. Wherever you happen to be, even if it's far, you're traveling, then face the direction at least. لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. So that people don't have any arguments against you, except those people who will do dhulm. What does this mean? Again, this is still discussing the historic phenomenon of Jews facing Bayt al-Maqdis and Christians facing Bayt al-Maqdis as well, and the Prophet ﷺ now facing the Qibla. So he's saying, reaffirming Allah Azza wa Jal, wherever you are, your direction is supposed to be the Qibla. And also this does another thing, it unifies Muslims. Wherever you go, you're looking for the Qibla, and usually, as I said, with that small disagreement that I mentioned, generally speaking, people end up agreeing. And even now, 90% of Muslims across North America agree. This is one of those unifying factors. People pray towards the Kaaba. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Except for those people who have transgressed. فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ. Don't be afraid of them. وَخْشَوْنِي. And be afraid of me. وَلِأُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ so I may also perfect my blessing upon you. I gave you the Kaaba, Baytullah al-Haram. So this is among the ni'am of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's among the blessings of Allah that Allah had made us face the same direction that Ibrahim alayhi salam used to face in the house that Ibrahim alayhi salam erected as well. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ and that's where guidance lies. It lies in the fact that you face towards the Qibla. And we'll stop here bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be from the people of Qibla till we meet Him. Ameen.